Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's January 17th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filion, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, welcome back.
Hi.
You survived the holidays.
I did. So did you.
Yes. Yes, and I've come back just in time to probably have to take a leave of absence for the new child coming in the next week or so. I had to get at least something in for the new year before I hand over the reins to Yom or Steve, whoever you rope into doing this with you.
Mm-hmm. It's probably going to be those two guys.
You should see if... You should see if Mike has some time. Get some other Canadians on here.
Maybe. Or Jordan already did one.
Oh, that's true. Jordan already did one. Yeah.
He's an expat, but he's Canadian still.
You can take the guy to Canada. You can't take the Canada out of the guy, eh? All right. Let's get this show on the road. First up, as always, we're going to start with our Nod crowdfunding news. And first on the list this week is a little miniature by the name of Grandpa from Blacksmith Miniatures.
This is... they call them a goblins. Looks more like a...
Looks like a gnome.
A gnome or fairy. So this is a grandfather goblin with, and you have optional glasses. So the different tick, big
oh
glasses.
Oh my god,
you
can I love the glasses. Yeah. That's a cool looking fig. How big is he?
Yes.
Also, he's 3.6 centimeters tall to eyes.
Which is pretty big.
So four centimeters total height. For a goblin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big scale for a goblin.
Yeah, I think he would look more goblin-y if he was painted green. I think because they use a traditional flesh tone, it makes him look like a gnome. But if you look at that picture and you put green skin on him,
yeah, he totally looks like a goblin. It's more like a real fairy, and I mentioned yeah. real. real yeah, fairy no, tale goblin.
Traditional.
Yeah, it's traditional like a
traditional
goblin.
Traditional fairy, yeah.
Yeah, like the goblins in Harry Potter. Or have flesh tone, like human flesh tone too, or stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Like other
it's the old UK style goblins, yeah. right? It's not the modern fantasy style.
So you mentioned his size. The scale for the model is 54 mil. So it fits with his size.
But and still that's being the thing. A goblin. The scale for a model that size doesn't mean much to most people because he's not a full size. He's not human sized, right?
Yeah, I know.
So. All right, next up, Slave to Gaming, Battle of Teddysburg.
Yeah.
Is this what I think it is?
Yes,
and
it is.
It totally is. Oh, my goodness.
It's American Civil War, but with teddy bears. Teddy bears.
Jeez.
So it's 15 mil, if I remember correctly. So smaller, and you have a... stands of models, like 4 figure per stands, stuff like that. You have different models for each faction. You have some cavalry, some commons, different poses for your
There's
little
cavalry?
Bears. Maybe just the characters.
Oh goodness, they're riding hot. No, there's. I think
there. Oh no, there's some with the the horse on a stick.
Yeah, like the hobby horses.
Yeah. How did you call that?
Hobby horse.
Hobby horse. Okay. I didn't know the English name for that. So, yeah. You have some on hobby horses.
Jeez. Yeah.
So, those just came out last week. The rules are available on Wargame Vault for free right now. They're in beta. So, you can take a look at them.
You know, I'm tempted to pick some of these up for James Waffle. Because he's a big historical person, right?
Yes, he would like that, I think.
It's totally his sense of humor, too. Like, it could be funny. Anyway. Next up. Tor Gaming, Relics, new Cthulhu releases.
Yeah, so they have first the Cthulhuan Hunters. They are based on the warriors we saw a couple of months ago. But those have bows instead of dual-wielding swords. And the other model is what they call the Prime, which looks like either a big monster or a character for the faction.
Yeah, obviously, he looks like a mutated cultist or something.
Mm-hmm.
judging by the robes and stuff. Cool looking models all the same.
Yep.
Tor is really coming up with some interesting stuff. And they've been pretty quiet lately. Did they launch the new edition of Relics yet?
I think it's in the last stage of beta.
The beta test?
Preparation okay. for full scale release.
Well, I'll have to keep an eye out for that. So, what do we have next? Mindwork Games. Sarah Fortune on pre-order.
Yes, this is a cool model. It's a bigger scale, 75 millimeter scale model. She's like a bounty hunter, maybe, in a post-apocalyptic world.
That's an awesome looking model.
Yes.
A lot of neat details on her.
Mm-hmm. And also, a Mindworks game re-released, well, not released, but launched their new website, their new web shop this week with this model. So the website have all their models available and past releases, but in a lot easier way to navigate.
Now, if we just get everyone else to do that. It's funny how a lot of miniature companies especially don't, you know, they rely on their website to sell, but they don't make it easy. So good advice for every miniature company out there to take a look at your website and rebuild if you need to. All right. Where were we? Sarah Fortune. Okay, so next up is Cool Mini or Not, Dark Age Games January releases.
Yeah, so they have different new models for the Shadow Cast for the Dragaeri. So first one is the Huntress, which is like a giant centaur slash spider thing.
Yep.
Is it called a centaur if it's not a horse? Probably not.
No. I have no idea what the half arachnid people
Arachnitor,
are.
Arachnitor, whatever.
When in doubt, make up a word. Excellent. Yeah.
There's a Spirit Lord of Shadow, which looks like a character or maybe a magician or a lord for their...
Looks like a bondage wizard.
Yeah, a wizard, yeah. And lastly is Havoc, which looks like a close combat, short range close combat character.
Yeah, claws, but she seems to be floating.
Mm-hmm. And she has a name, so she's probably... really, one character. Well, no, Havoc is a title and not a name. So, she's not a special character. She's just another model to use. And lastly, there are some new Dragaeri Spear Slaves. Those are probably wrist cults. Yes, they are.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. To match with the newer aesthetic of the faction.
You know, I wonder if we'll ever see more Dragon Age being played. Dragon Age. Dark Age. One of those days.
People play it, but locally, it's pretty dead.
Yeah. Now, speaking of games that are pretty dead locally, next up is, Cool Mini or Not, Wrath of Kings January releases.
Yeah, that's sad because those models look so sweet.
They do. I really, really like the look of them.
This is two new releases for Shyalan, which is one of the six faction. The models are coming out, but there is a book going with them that's releasing later this year, which is called Rising Conflict, which I think is the first full expansion. So we have first the Celestial Gatekeepers, which are like giant dragon lion.
Yeah, well, they look like the traditional Asian kind of stylized lion statues that you'd find outside of buildings and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or for the World of Warcraft players, look like Quillians.
If you say so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the second ones are the Celestial Tricksters. Those look like fox people.
They look really nice.
Yeah. Those two looks really cool.
I have to say, for the most part, the Wrath of Kings models all look excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I find it's really unfortunate, because I have a faction for Wrath of Kings. Yeah, big surprise.
Oh, you do? Oh, you get one at Adepticon, yeah?
Yep. Plus, I bought some other models previously, so I've got the Gorizzi. I think that's how you pronounce it. The vampires and werewolves and stuff. Mm-hmm. The models look really cool. The production value of the rulebook and the cards is really good. But the way I've had the rules explained to me, like, I've done demos, and actually I did demo with Yom, and the game just seemed to fall apart in our demo. You know, a lot of neat ideas, but it's not refined. I should try playing some more of it and see if it was just a bad first impression or second. Actually, that was my second demo, so I guess second impression. If it really does just need some work.
Yeah. The few... I've played, I think, one or two small games too. And the problem was that the original releases were all melee stuff. So it mostly ended, and the scenario were pretty simple middle stuff, middle of the board. So it just became a big grind. But most of the recent releases were ranged model or a magic user or stuff like that to add variety. So I think it will spice up the game. It's probably a little better now.
That could very well be. I mean, I haven't tried it in a couple of years. You know, Cool Mini or not had a bet a lot of money on Wrath of Kings, right? That was their big thing. And I actually thought they'd just given up on it, but it's nice to see new models coming out and that they're still developing and planning expansion. So hopefully we'll see something good in the future from CMON for Wrath of Kings. Next up, TT Combat, new Home Raider starter box.
So, Home Raider is a game we mentioned a while back. It was on Indiegogo, I think.
Yeah, Indiegogo, I think so.
Indiegogo or Kickstarter, I don't remember which one. But them being Spanish, it was probably
Indiegogo. I think it was Indiegogo, yeah.
Yeah. So, this is a, what do you call it, a true scale game. The miniatures you have are that size and you play on your kitchen table or anywhere in your house.
Yeah, with like stuff lying around your house as terrain.
Mm-hmm. However, the original company couldn't afford to continue, and they were bought. And this is the re-release of the game, so by TT Combat. So the first release is the starter box. It's expanded. I think it includes some of the extras that were in the crowdfunding project already in the box, and I think at a better price, if I remember correctly. So, I haven't tried it yet. I have it here. It's in one of my projects for the coming year to play with my son. It should be fun, having little gremlins and little Lilliputians fighting on the clutter in my basement.
Man, that's a... I'm trying to think of your painting table. I mean, you could play Infinity on that table. There's so much stuff on it.
I think there's too much for Infinity. But, yeah. Anyway, if you're interested by the concept, it's now available again. So,
there we go. All right. Well, next one shouldn't surprise me. New episode means new Warlord Games releases for Conflict 47.
Yeah. So, first we have the... Falchmingjager Falcon Infantry. Those are jump troops.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to pronounce that word any better than you did, by the way, so don't feel bad.
Yeah, I'm still not sure it's good, but whatever. We also have, which are drum troops with rifles. The Soviet Ursus Infantry.
Looks like
werebears.
Yeah, exactly, because you know what fights zombies? Werebears.
Yeah, not Care Bears at all. They are really looking angry.
And I think they did a good job with this.
Yes, I really like those models.
You know, I expected it to look kind of like a werewolf with a bear head on it, but it looks like bear proportioned, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really well done.
Yeah, and where the fur is applied, the shape of the model, it looks good. Yeah, the anatomy works for something fantastic.
Yeah, for a werebear.
Yeah. Yeah. And lastly, we have some British automated infantry, which HMG is the British robots.
Yeah, and again, I like the style of these guys, too. Very pulp sci-fi looking. It's almost Star Wars-y battle droid.
Yeah, almost. That's true.
All you need is the little antenna on the back and the different shaped head. It could totally be one of those.
Mm-hmm. There's stuff that's not there, but they also release conversion bits. So heads that fit the aesthetic of the Conflict 47 more than bolt action. For some of the faction, and also generic turrets, but with the specialist weapons for each faction that you can put on older tanks or World War II tanks.
Nice. You can make your... oh, my goodness.
All different common tanks and upgrade their weapons or
what I was trying
change
to say
your troops with different masks and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was trying to say is you can make your models from the other game, you know, work for both games.
Mm-hmm.
But then I couldn't remember what Bolt Action was called. So that's why I stumbled. Like I said, it's been one of those days. All right. Next in line, Miniature Scenery, Hombi GT.
I don't often mention vehicles, especially small projects, MDF projects, but this one I just find so cool. So this is a sci-fi... Oh, what's the name of that car?
The Volkswagen van from the 60s?
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called.
ODP van.
Everyone knows what you're talking about. I can't remember what it's called either. I know it's got a name, but I can't remember what it's called.
So this is it.
The hippie van.
Yeah. It's a hippie van, but with...
anti-grav engines.
Anti-grav engine. And you have different... not tokens, but badges.
The badges for the front of the vehicle. Front.
So you can put a Volkswagen. You can put some of the Infinity symbols, faction symbol. I think one is the Nomad, a peace sign, and an alien, a small alien smiley with three eyes. The concept is cool.
Yeah, and whoever did the paint job for the studio did a fantastic job.
Yes,
because they really, really conveyed like the feeling of the hippie vehicle.
Even up to the leopard seat covers.
Yeah, leopard print seat covers, buddy. That's where it's at. Alright. Now we have Norsegaard, Orc Templars.
Yeah, Norsegaard, that right? Orcs.
Orc Templars?
Yeah. The orcs in this universe are kind of the good guys. They're... I don't remember the name of the faction. I would need to go through Order of the Crow or something like that. They're more like paladins and guardians. They're still savage, but they have a huge sense of honor and priestly, even in how they deal with people. So this is a new pack of characters for them. The Templars are big, two big orcs with the big weapon, all the suits.
These look really nice.
Yeah. The Nuzgard orcs, most of them look really good.
Wow.
Those two are not exceptions.
I mean, I'm not an orc fan in the sense that I wouldn't buy and paint orcs for myself normally.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys would be an exception because they're extremely well detailed models. And they have a cool mix of like Templar knight looking and like feral orc looking with like the bones and stuff
it's
on
them. It's a nice change from just feral. Like it's a good mix between feral and civilized.
It kind of makes me think a bit of WoW.
Yeah, a bit.
Like it's a little Blizzard style orcs, you know? All right. Next up, Freebooter Miniatures. January releases.
So they have two models this week, which one is Ibubezi, which is models for the pirates or the mercenaries. I don't remember which one. Mercenary, yeah. Which does work for the pirates if you want. And so it's a strongman carrying a big axe and carrying a chest. So probably some treasures in there. And the other one is Gobbins. It's a small eccentric inventor for the goblins, which is lighting some rockets.
Because nothing says love like rockets.
Yes.
All right. Cyborg, Dwarf Standard on Mountain Ram.
You mostly said it all.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna
it's
say,
a really nice looking, as almost everything Cyborg does, of a heavily armored dwarf on a cool armored mountain ram.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think dwarves come in any other variety aside from heavily armored.
Yeah, especially from them.
Yeah, the ram looks cool. The dwarf is really neat. The dwarf's weapon is very unique looking because it's got like a bend in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that could be very, very cool to play on the table. And last but not least, our non-crowdfunding news, we have Weird Miniatures releasing Malifaux December releases.
Mm-hmm. So first we have the Beacon of Knowledge, which is a new starter box, which is our, what's their name?
The Arcanists? Oh.
Yeah, they're the Arcanists, but I was looking for a sick character. Cindy Desai. They have a bunch of new ones. They also have the Shastar
Seek. Sorry, Seek, yes.
Okay.
I was confused for a second. Seek character, yes.
So they also have Shastar Vidya guards, which are other models working for the same crew. They have Archie, which is a strange looking fellow for the.
Is that the Neverborn?
The crow is the not the Neverborn, but the undeads, I think.
Okay.
I'm drawing a blank on the name of the faction.
Resurrectionists.
Yes, that's it. And lastly, the main reason why I mentioned this releases this week is the Iron Skeeters. That's gremlins riding.
I was gonna say
giant metallic mosquitoes.
Yeah, I should have known there'd be gremlins or goblins here somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Or pigs, but the pigs work for the gremlins, so
yeah.
It works together. They look good. It's a box of three, so
they do look really good. Yeah. Every once in a while, I get nostalgic for.
So they would probably be a pain to assemble and not break.
At least it's plastic now.
Yeah.
Can you imagine putting that together if it was still metal?
But they wouldn't hold. They wouldn't even cast the way the legs are done.
Yeah, I know for sure. Anyway. So that is the last of our non crowdfunding news.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes us to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. And first up for that this week, we have Mystical Games Alchemical Crystal Quest.
Yeah. So this is a board game. It's a cooperative narrative board games with a fantasy team. You are playing all kinds of different woodland creatures. Most of them like fairies. Gnomes, trolls, stuff like that, and you are looking to rescue the garden wizard. So different tiles, and it's coming with a ton of minis. I think
right 119 now, or something.
Yeah, and the number went up since when I did the research for the news because they unlocked new stuff. So everything is kind of whimsical, a bit cartoony.
Yeah, it's gonna say a little bit chibi looking.
So, looks cool. No
it
idea,
does look cool.
No idea of the gameplay, but visually, it's really interesting. So, if you're into figs, into fantasy stuff, and especially cooperative board games.
Yeah, well, if you're not into miniatures, why are you listening to this podcast?
That's one today. For sure.
Well, so, and apparently you're not the only one that thinks it's really interesting looking, Antoine, because they were looking for $25,000. They are currently $106,000 with 23 days left to go. So they fully funded four times over with 23 days left. So barring something unforeseen, the Kickstarter will end completed and funded on February 9th, 2017. Next up, Archon Studio, Vanguard of War.
This is another cooperative board game with miniatures. So this one is in a more, it's more grim and dark of a look. It makes me think a bit of drawing a total blank. I can't get the name.
Give me some hints here, Antoine.
Same company who did Alien vs. Predator. It's not helping you. There's a movie with Ron Perlman in it.
Hellboy?
Nope. Same guy who did Cronopia.
Like people who didn't the Mutants Chronicles stuff?
That's it. Mutant Chronicles. It makes me think of the bad guys from Mutant Chronicles.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The look of the miniatures, even the style of the board games, is really inspired by that.
I don't know much about Mutant Chronicles, so it's hard for me to yay or nay that. That's some cool looking models. The Pale Rider Overlord, the Taskmaster Overlord. It's a lot of neat stuff. A ton of models in this game, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the character models are quite nice.
Yes. Lots of plastics. So.
That is the way. All right. So, these folks were looking for $45,000. They're currently at $209,000, or close enough, that doesn't matter. They have 15 days left to go. So this project is fully funded. So it will complete on February 1st, 2017. And that, as they say, is that. Is there anything you'd like to add, Antoine?
No. Well, I hope you have your wife has a good delivery, and we'll see, talk again in a couple of weeks.
Here's hoping. All right. Well, take care, Antoine. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, bye. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, at prfilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find All Us Geeks, a podcast that discusses board games, movies, television, comics, Kickstarter, and many other forms of geek culture. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.